Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blood River Radio. This is Attorney Jason Robb, and I'm filling in for Eddie Miller this hour as well as last hour. And he's attending an event, so he asked me to fill in his shoes, hopefully giving him the ability to have me back on. But I will say we are just really thankful that he had me on, and we had Pastor Robb on last hour. It was a really an exciting show. If you missed it, you definitely want to listen to it on when it's uploaded on the archive. Pastor Robb was talking about the last hour, him being involved, little up, being raised in a racial family, being involved as a youngster, attending a anti-communist school back in the 60s where he met my mom. And then moved out to Arkansas after a short stay in Arizona with his ministry to Arkansas, where he started to develop this idea of having a place where white families can come and congregate, be able to have activities in this local area in Arkansas and nationwide. And from there, with a nice party and the Christian Revival Center. We just kind of started touching on that at the very end of last hour. This hour, we're going to continue talking about that, but we also have Rachel Pendergraft. She is the national organizer for the Knights Party. She has written several books on homeschooling from a white conscious basis background. And she's been involved in racial politics for 30 years or so. And so, Rachel, are you on the online?
I am online, and I was wondering if you were going to give my age away.
No, I am not.
But I don't care, though. So the enemy knows much more about us anyways. But I'm 51 years old, and like you said, and like you, Jason, I guess I don't know if you mentioned I was your sister, but anyway, so this is kind of a family show. But yeah, I've been involved with this my whole life. In fact, I always like to brag that my mother carried me on her back in a protest against the United Nations when I was about 2 months old.
So people probably cannot say that.
No. So anyway, so yeah, a long line of rabble rousers in our family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Dad, you're on the online as well, on the air.
I'm still here. Yes,
you're still here. Well, Rachel, we had been talking because a lot of people that have tuned into this last hour probably are familiar with you know, Dad, Pastor mm-hmm. Robb. Some people may not, but I was wanting them to just kind of be aware of his background,
right?
And the activities that have been. That we have been involved in for basically growing up from birth.
Right.
And Dad, you had mentioned when moving to Arkansas, you were talking about Arnold Murray, you know, Northwest Arkansas in the ministry, and Pastor Dan Gaiman up in Missouri. But we also had Ralph Forbes, Pastor Ralph Forbes in Russellville, who was the commander in California for Rockwell. And he was in Russellville. And then we have Gerald L. K. Smith over in Eureka Springs and Gerda Cook. These are people that most people Madge Britton. These are a lot of people that the new people that may be getting involved in racial politics are not aware that this struggle that we're involved in has been going on for decades, and these are just some of the people that were just in this area surrounding Arkansas. And so Rachel,
Let me comment on that.
Have you add some words on that?
Yeah, let me comment on that because a couple of years ago, you and I and Dad were down at the Nationalist Solutions Conference down in Tennessee. It was a great conference that was put on by the American Freedom Party. And there was a young, I'm going to say whippersnapper. My husband and I are in our early 50s, and we always joke because we always made fun of people that called young people whippersnappers. And we kind of, we don't call young people whippersnappers. We just kind of do it with each other out of jest because we we laugh at it. So I'm going to say there's a young whippersnapper there, but he, you know, anyway, a young guy, and it's, I'm going to say late 20s or so. And he really made some, kind of angered me, nice guy, but he made some real disparaging remarks about the white nationalist movement, the racialist movement, just the overall general white patriotic movement that has existed in the United States, going back to, you know, maybe the 1910s on to the Silver Shirts, with World War II and so forth, Rockwell, and on to the 60s, and made some disparaging remarks about how they didn't get it right. They didn't know what they're doing. It's up to us younger folks, you know, in our 20s to really do it right and tell them how it is, and kind of made some remarks against the boomers. And, you know, what when you mentioned about some of these different people, Ralph Forbes, Gerda Cook, Gerald L.K. Smith, and these different ones, and that's just in Arkansas. There's slews of them, you know, people throughout the country. You know, what people have to recognize is that this is a generational warfare that we are involved in. It's not something that just started and that we can just, you know, take a few battles and read a few manuals and have it done, you know, tomorrow, and some younger crowd's going to come up and solve all the problems. This is a generational, or as Dad likes to mention in his sermons, this is a millennial, for thousands of years, warfare against the white Christian people, against Western Christian civilization. And there are men and women that have paved the way, that have laid the groundwork for what we are seeing and experiencing today, which I feel is a rebirth of consciousness, of racial loyalty among slews of white people worldwide. And so rather than looking at those older people and saying they didn't accomplish anything, they didn't, they weren't successful, they laid the groundwork. And so, you know, we need to, one of the worst things, I remember Dad always talking about this, you know, Jason, when we were growing up, one of the worst things that our enemy has done to us is taken away our heroes, and they've caused our young people to slander and malign our elders and the older generations, our country and our nation, our faith, our religion, our culture, our family, our ancestors, and to malign, even now we have people maligning even the racialist heroes of our own people, and we need to stop and reconsider that. And maybe look to those people for some inspiration that they didn't fold. McCarthy didn't fold. He stood strong. These different people stood strong, and take some of that for inspiration and carry it into our community and go forward.
Well, we are at the end of the first break. Excellent, Rachel. I want to touch back on that when we get back on the second half. So does everyone stay tuned? This is a really exciting show. So stay tuned. We're going to listen to some great commercials, and we will be back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this new found freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Hello, welcome back to Blood River Radio. This is your host, Jason Robb. I'm filling in for Eddie Miller this hour. And I have on air, I have my father, Pastor Thomas Robb, and my sister, Rachel Pentagraph. As most people are probably aware of, this is first time tuning into listening to us, particularly that this is definitely a family event, a family show, and my dad and Rachel, myself, we are very much concerned about what is happening to our race, our culture, and our heritage. And Rachel, you before we ended the last break, you were talking about some of these people that I don't want to call them the old timers, but those people, valid men and women, that came before us to continue to awaken our people. And right. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people call them the boomers, almost in a slanderous way, like
derogatory.
Derogatory, and you know, it kind of angers me because, again, like you know, we were mentioning before, you know, one of the things that our enemy has done to us, and you know, Dad always talked about this when we were growing up, was that our enemies have taken our heroes from us, and
right.
They have robbed our identity from us, and they don't want us to worship, or, you know, not worship, but to admire the men at the Alamo. They don't want us to admire the men at Valley Forge or the men at Runnymede or, you know, these different
right.
glorious battles. They don't want us to admire Charles Martel when he, you know, sent the Muslims back, you know, they don't want us to admire our heroes and our ancestors. And so when our own young people among our own ranks, when they speak derogatorily about the men and women that have laid the groundwork for our racialist movement and our struggle today, you know, I think it's really unsettling. And I think it's something, you know, I hope that maybe
right.
that they will have a change of heart. And, you know, I'm not saying
right.
this is, you know, something that's in common among most people, but there's
no,
it's an
right.
element
but there
out
are, there.
There
are thieves.
It's an element out there, but we have to be on guard because it is very poisonous, you know,
right.
and it's easy, you know, just like the leaven of the Pharisees, it's something that can just seep into your heart and soul without you even recognizing it. And
right.
it's something that, you know, as a parent and a grandparent, There may be people listening that have no children, but they have influence over younger people. It's something that if you admire, you know, they look at you and they look at the people that you admire and the heroes that you admire. And they right. likewise will most likely admire those same people. You may remember, yeah. Jason, a couple of years ago, I think you may have been with me, maybe not. I know my husband and I were up in Fayetteville after a we met with some members of the Knights Party up there, and we went to a restaurant, and it was just after the Arkansas Razorbacks basketball team had played a big game with the neighboring state. And so there was a bunch of fans that were in the restaurant, and while we were there, a couple of the black Razorback ball players came into the restaurant, and I was absolutely abhorred because, first off, there were fans running over to get autographs, but there were young 30, 40-year-old white fathers bringing their boys and young daughters, 10, 11, 12 years old, over there and having them cozy up with these black ball players, getting hugs and autographs. And I was like, and 10 years from now, they're going to be wondering, why is my daughter bringing home a black guy? Doesn't right. she know I don't approve of this? And I'm going to think, well, I don't know. 10 years ago, you were asking her to go snuggle up and hug up with one so you could get an autograph from right. your favorite Razorback ball player. So yeah. our heroes and the people that we pay attention to, our kids watch that and they listen to that, and right. and they take that to heart. And so right. we have to be really careful about that.
Absolutely. Well, we see nowadays is very popular now the term cancel culture, and uh-huh. where they want to cancel the traditional America or white culture, they want to cancel that,
right.
and you were talking about, you know, that they're wanting to destroy and vilify and demean anything that is white, anything that's Christian related.
Uh-huh.
And so we see that now. And they are every day, every night, every time you turn on the television show, the news, you see that they are trying somewhere in the United States trying to cancel and destroy our culture, our heroes. And
right.
so I think that is very important that we, as a family, as a white mm-hmm. nationalist organization, the umbrella of white nationalism, if you want to call that, we need to remember that there have been men and women that has been fighting this fight long before we've been involved, before people that are just now getting involved in the white nationalist movement, before they've gotten involved. There have been people that have been sounding the alarm of what is going on now.
Right.
And
Dave, I want to interject there. That's
yes.
part of the reason why we're building the Christian Research and Development Center.
And that's what I want to get into real quick with that, Dad, before you bring that up. At the grounds here, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, where we have our conferences and where we have our property, we are in the midst, started about a few years ago, we started a project, a massive project, what we've been calling a game changer, called the Christian Revival Research and Development Center. And Dad or Rachel, you can go a little bit more in depth on that, about what that entails, what the plans on that, and what will be inside this massive building. If no one has seen that, they definitely need to come out and look at it. They can get on the internet and see it as well. But go a little bit more in depth about this Christian Revival Research and Development Center. Rachel or Dad, both
now,
of you.
Dad, you go ahead. I've been talking for a while, and I might jump in.
We'll kind of split that description here between both of us. The part that I'm really excited about is the I guess we don't have the official name for it, but I'll call it Hall of Heroes.
Right, you call it a museum sometimes. I call it a gallery, but it's all the same thing.
Yeah, but anyway, it could be like a 100-year history of the white nationalist movement. And we've been collecting artifacts and information and so forth, and I've got a lot myself that I've gathered over the years that we want to present a place for people to go and be inspired by individuals who stood valiantly against this conspiracy against civilization, for years. I recall a few years ago, Jason, we were at a conference in Tennessee, and you mentioned, how many people here have ever heard of J.B. Stoner? And I think of a crowd of about 30, 40 people, only two people raised their hand.
Right.
Nobody else heard of J.B. Stoner. And yet J.B. Stoner was a tremendous voice.
He was a mover and a shaker of the States' Rights Party. Everybody who's a Southern nationalist ought to know his name, and many don't.
They don't.
Right.
And so it's really sad. But what's interesting about J.B. Stoner, who spent the years, in fact, I've got a book written in 1953 called Apostles of Discord. That's written, so that's 40, that's almost 70 years ago. And it mentioned J.B. Stoner in that book as a young man of like 22 or 23 years old. And so he was a boy for years. But
he was an attorney in Georgia, had a very good practice, but he was in the States Rights Party, like Rachel said, a mover and a shaker with Dr. Ed Fields, just tremendous people.
Right. Yeah, so many people hadn't heard of him. But what's interesting about him is when he, on his deathbed, when he was dying.
Oh, I was thinking of that, yeah.
Yeah, a reporter from the Atlanta newspaper asked him, he said, Mr. Stoner, would you want to apologize for the years of racist activity you've been engaged in? Or something in question like that. And J.B. Stoner turned to him and said, why should a man apologize for being right?
that is excellent.
I love that story.
Yes.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
The individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. That is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical Storm Hanna has been officially upgraded to a hurricane, moving toward the Texas coast and threatening to bring 8 to 18 inches of rain, storm surges, and possible tornadoes, all while another tropical storm approaches the Caribbean. Hanna is the first official hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and the National Hurricane Center said in their morning update, maximum sustained winds had increased to over 85 miles an hour. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Gonzalo is still on track to move across the southern Windward Islands. ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and universities are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status. This is USA Radio News.
are happy that you have tuned into this hour. Eddie Miller is not here this hour. He is at an event, and so I'm covering for him. Along with me, I have my father, Pastor Thomas Robb, National Director of the Knights, as well as the pastor of the Christian Revival Center. And I have also have Rachel Pendergraft, who is the National Organizer for the Knights. And, at the end of the last commercial, we were talking about this Christian Revival Research and Development Center that will have a lot of different activities that will be going on inside of that. We'll house a lot of different items. Dad and Rachel, both of you, we were talking about the Hall of Heroes, a museum, a gallery, that will house part of the building, will house kind of a history of the last 100 years of the white nationalist movement. And we were talking about the different various people, and we had mentioned about J.B. Stoner and how at the very end, when he was on his deathbed, a reporter was asking if he wanted to apologize, I guess, for being the white nationalist movement. He said, "Why would I apologize when I was right?"
Yeah.
That was very exciting.
There have been so many people that have really been dynamic, demonstrated dynamic leadership, that there's people before my time that I don't even know about it. I wish I did. I wish I had more of a history, because they want to shove these people down their memory hole. They stick on some homosexual guy from San Francisco, Harvey Milk, got a postage stamp, and yet we have real heroes who spoke for our people, our race, our faith, and our homeland. They totally ignore. They do even worse than besmirch their name. They don't even mention their name. They're
right.
Totally ignored, and that's really terrible. You know, they talk about what Hitler supposedly did with the book burning. Well, they're doing it even worse. And, you know, I can think of different ones. And all these people, all these heroes that will be in this history, won't necessarily be everybody we agree with, everything they did. Richard Butler with the Aryan Nation, I disagreed with a lot of things about Richard Butler. But Richard Butler stood strong for a cause of our people. But there's
right.
been others, like Connie McGilley I mentioned before, of Common Sense. And then there was
Elizabeth Dilling.
Elizabeth Dilling, absolutely, and other women that were famous. What's her name? Madge Britton, and
right.
So there've been a lot of people that are totally we don't really know about, and we need to focus in on those people and gather what information we can about their lives and the importance they were to this movement.
We talked about this building about what we've always called a game changer. And Rachel, can you go a little bit more in depth about why is it so exciting about this
right.
structure,
well,
this
the,
building that we don't see anywhere else?
Right. Well, the part that really excites me, the thing is, it's really, you know, people talk about holistic medicine and holistic welfare, not the kind we give to black people, but, you know, just your well-being and so forth.
Right.
I see this center as a really holistic approach to white nationalism, because as Dad just talked about, he talked about the museum or gallery. We've got so many, just thousands of items of archives from magazines and books and personal letters from different leaders and so forth, that a lot more than we can even like display there. But what is important is that they're going to be able to be looked at and researched by students. So along with this holistic approach is the things that you, the tangible items that you can look and touch and smell and feel, the smell of old newsletters, the feel and crinkle of old, not podcasts, but, you know, audio things,
right.
recordings, old videos, personal letters and so forth. But we also have classrooms. And so we're going to, looking towards
right.
young people in the college, high school age, and bringing them and having an environment where they can come and learn about white history, white nationalism, public speaking, the approach, a little bit about Western Christian civilization, constitutionalism, and so forth. Just a good, well-rounded curriculum to help them go back to their own communities and become people of influence and pillars of their local communities in which white Christian families can gravitate towards and follow their lead so that we can create what Stormfront years ago called Little Europa, but my mom and dad have created that here 50 years before that term was even envisioned.
Right.
Communities of like-minded politically and Christian like-minded people, families, and so forth, they need leadership, and they need someone to kind of help guide them. We want to be able to provide them with those leaders and with those men and women that can go and can help show them a new path and a new direction and help organize and cultivate a new racial awareness in their community. And so, you know, the archives, that's something that's going to be useful to young students along with our curriculum. And we've already got, you know, some great international people, you know, instructors, experienced, well-educated men and women that will be able to come and fill in, you know, as professors here and then on a, you know, different contingent basis. And really help give our nation a good, solid leadership. And it's interesting because there's a group up in Minneapolis called the Charles Martel Association. They provide conservative leaders. They produce conservative leaders. They have workshops, classrooms, curriculum. But they're dealing with conservative issues. There's been other similar organizations. There's one, the Patriot Youth League down in Texas. They do similar thing. And then they, after classes and a couple years of training young people, they help get them into being interns with conservative legislators and so forth. But none of these people touch on the issue of race. It's not even mentioned. It's conservatism. And as we always know, and as Pastor Rob, Dad, has always said, you know, all politics, you know, Tip O'Neill used to say, you know, politics is local, but politics is racial.
Exactly.
Politics is racial. And these conservative organizations are not touching on the racial aspect of what is really the meat and bone marrow of the problem of our country. And we want to take and we want to graft and take these young people and grow and help them mature into becoming bona fide, good, credible leaders for our white communities. And that's why it's a game changer.
Well, and absolutely. And I think that's what's so exciting is because we see what's happening around us. We see, you know, if you want to use the umbrella of white nationalism, and we have an excellent team here of people that's been involved with the church here, with the Knights Party associates, just various aspects of people.
Oh, and just the network, Jason, the network we have of people around the country, worldwide, of people that are just with us, you know?
Right. And with that, they're getting behind this project of this center and this building that's being built. And what's exciting is, you know, that is something that is positive. That is something that's an outreach to our people. And unfortunately, no law organizations, you know, you don't see that happening. And we are blessed that we have this unique opportunity that we are able to do that because we do have men and women and families, you know, nationally and internationally, that is getting behind this important project. That's why it's such a game changer, because we actually see something that's going to have a positive impact 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road. And to me, that is very uplifting and positive to see.
Yeah, let me interject three thoughts real quick. Number one is so people understand that while we talk about ourselves, we have no ill comments to make about any white nationalist group at all.
Absolutely not.
We support everyone in the white nationalist movement who's sincerely working for our people. We may disagree with them on different issues, but we support them all. And I want that to be clear. Two is we want to talk a little bit about, because I think commercials are going to come up. We want to talk a little bit about a conference coming up for the Knights Party in September.
Yep.
We want to talk about that. And we also want to mention an address people can contact us with.
Absolutely. So everyone stay tuned. And at this break, at the end of the break, we can come back in for the last 15 minutes. We will discuss those very briefly. So everyone stay tuned.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Welcome back to Blood River Radio. This is Jason Robb, and we have Buddy on air, as well as Pastor Thomas Robb and Rachel Pangraff. Buddy, are you? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir, Jason, and I certainly appreciate what you all are doing. And as you know, I'm a tremendous supporter of all the work you're doing. But I just wanted to bring up something. I don't know whether you have covered it today on the program, but the entire educational system in America was hijacked about 70 years ago through what is known as the Frankfurt School. I'm sure you've heard of that, haven't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Most people are not aware of that.
Yeah. With that in mind, Jason, America will not survive unless we can put the educational system back under true Americans. The people like Pelosi, Biden, that gang, I look at them and they are only a symptom of America's problem. And no doubt they were brainwashed in school. This subversion of the educational system has been going on for over 70 years. The Marxists left Germany and came over here in the early 30s and established themselves in New York and then went to California. And the
Columbia University.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. And it's got down all the way down now into the high schools and the grammar schools and kindergarten because they are raising brainwashed teachers out there that go into the educational system to brainwash the little children. As they say, as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. And when I see all of these rioters, these anarchists today destroying cities like Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, and all those cities, those, especially the white ones that are mixed in with the Africans, they are committing national and racial suicide, and they seem to be glad to do it, and it's only because they have been taught through the Frankfurt School teachings to hate themselves. And if I can keep going just a minute, we hear this thing of white privilege, and we're supposed to feel guilty of privilege. No, it is not privilege. It is white accomplishment. Virtually everything that the world enjoys today is a product of the white mind, from the printing press, the light bulb, to putting man on the moon. It was white people alone that did that. And the black side of Africa, they were still running down a dirt path chasing their supper down while we were putting man on the moon. So we've got to recover the educational system and teach true American history.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with that. And,
That's going to be one. That's a topic, education. That's a topic at our conference coming up here in just a few weeks.
Absolutely. Why don't we mention that conference real quick? Because that's going to be September 4, 5, and 6, the Knights Party Conference. It's open to Knights Party members, but to friends also. And people more than welcome to come. They can call our phone number, 870-427-3414. During business hours, 10 to 5, Monday through Thursday. And we can get more information, or they write to us at Post Office Box 2222, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. And
they can also go to KKK.com and click on the link to American Heritage Committee. That's our store. Click on events, and there's registration information there. But, yeah, the conference is going to be great. And like you said, Dad, it's for Knights Party members, but also guests. Dr. Michael Hill is going to be one of the speakers there. Eddie Miller, the usual host of Blood River Radio, is going to be broadcasting from the conference. He's going to be speaking. And this is a conference for families. So, guys, don't leave your wives and kids at home. There's going to be lots of ladies and lots of kids there. It's a family deal. Lots of room to camp. It's private. It's secure. It's beautiful. You will really have a fantastic time. And we'll be talking about all types of great things and education and family stuff and white nationalism and just the whole slew. It's going to be a great, great time.
Well, I want to emphasize bring your family. A lot of people come. They look at this as an opportunity to get away from the kids for the weekend, leave them at home. And, you know, you need to bring your kids. I don't ever get mad at people directly, but it kind of angers me inside when I see people coming and do not bring their kids.
And even if they're teenagers, I mean, you're still their parents. Tell them, get their butt in the back seat. We're going to Arkansas. Just like Buddy said, education is vital, and you need to have your kids at this conference.
That's what I did when you kids were little. Every time I made a trip, I carried you kids along with me. Many times. We'd come back from a weekend, going somewhere, speaking at the event, and we'd drive up in, to the schoolyard Monday morning.
Throw us out the door. There you are. Bell's
clearing. And I'd drive up there just in time to start school. And, of course, now we advocate homeschooling. That's a whole other subject again. But get out of your big cities, homeschool your kids, come to this conference September 4, 5, and 6, and write to us for more information at P.O. Box 2222, Harris, Arkansas. And if we have time for one more plug, is that they can listen to the our sermons at the Christian Revival Center at YouTube if they would like to do that. Monday we upload our we hold church every Sunday. The Christian Revival Center does hold church every Sunday, and the Sunday sermon is uploaded on Monday afternoon, and then go to YouTube and type Christian Revival Center, Harrison, Arkansas, and they can see the latest sermons and upload that and listen to that every week.
Yeah. Absolutely. Buddy, I think you wanted to say one more thing.
You're covering it very well. I just wanted to bring those points up to you, and I will be listening for the rest of the program, and I'll certainly be keeping in touch with you by mail and every other way that I can.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
We appreciate you, buddy. We appreciate you a whole lot. You've been a good friend for many years.
Yeah, well, buddy is a great person. Is a friend and supporter of the ministry as well as with Blood River Radio. And I do want to mention everyone out there that Rachel touched on it. Two of our guest speakers at the Knights Party Congress in September, which is Labor Day weekend, is Eddie Miller, who's obviously the host of the show, a great friend of ours. He's going to be airing. And then, of course, Dr. Michael Hill with the League of the South. You're not going to want to miss those speakers. We're also going to have several other speakers with Pastor Thomas Robb, myself, Rachel Pentagraph, several speakers from Texas and Oklahoma. It's going to be a great event. More than ever, we need to be around like-minded brothers and sisters in this common fight in order to carry it on to the next generation. It's vitally, vitally important. Rachel, just real briefly, did you want to add anything regarding the conference that's coming up?
I was going to mention, this isn't something that everyone is always into, but if you understand the symbolic significance of it, Sunday night at the close of the conference, we're going to have a beautiful Christian cross-lighting ceremony. We have a wonderful gentleman, Steve Kukla, who sings Amazing Grace, a great baritone singer. He's going to be singing Amazing Grace during the ceremony. It's outside under a beautiful starry sky. It really moves you, and I see a lot of even the strongest, most masculine men out there shed a tear many a time just over that beautiful ceremony where we all come together and, people bring their lawn chairs and watch it, and it's just beautiful because it reminds us of the light of Christ and dispelling the darkness in this evil world, and that's what we're all about, is light and Christianity in our people and family and dispelling ignorance and darkness in this world and giving our people hope and
development. Go ahead.
I just want to point out, this is a private venue. This is a private property, so there's no concern about being a property being canceled, location being canceled.
We say it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a private property, so people come and have really relax, have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about this cancel culture all the time, and this Congress is a great time that we can reconnect to our people, reconnect our roots. This beautiful cross-lighting you were talking about, Rachel, that's on Sunday evening, that's one way, because we can really reflect upon our people, our men and women that have gone before us, who has carried on that torch. And we all have a responsibility to carry that torch to the next generation. And having your families there where we are instilling upon them that ability to love their culture and race is vitally important. Well, thank you that you joined this episode of Blood River Radio. I want to thank Eddie Miller, and we thank you for everybody out there. Keep on this great fight,
of White Christian Revival to our lost brothers and sisters, and we will see you next Saturday between 4 and 6 on Blood River Radio with Eddie Miller.